66 degrees. Good morning. What's on your mind this morning? Let me know on the listener line at 715-396-1670. What's on my mind is, for a period of time, yesterday, all of our kids were out of Eau Claire, which just doesn't happen a lot. They're mostly out of the house except for Michael, and he's been away at some National Guard training. And so he's been gone since May to South Carolina, and not a lot of contact from him. And then Grace had moved to Madison. She works at Meritor Hospital, ultrasound tech. And then the other three actually lived together in Eau Claire. And so, but Elena went to visit her sister yesterday. It is our daughter Grace's 22nd birthday today. So she's looking forward to a 4-day holiday weekend. And Elena's down there. And so that's exciting and fun for them. But then Evan Doss went out of town to an IMAX theater to see the new Superman movie. I mean, really, I guess it's out today, but the early release was yesterday, and so I don't know. I mean, you kind of get spoiled. We were spoiled to have our kids, our two oldest, Evelyn and Dawson, living in our house. We kind of bought a duplex when we came back from Liberia in 2018, turned it into a single-family house, but they lived in the upstairs and had their own kitchen, the whole deal, for quite a while. But then we kind of got used to that being the case, but then, Elena actually moved out as a 19-year-old, so you just don't know, right? I mean, life throws you curveballs all the time. So anyhow, that was, they grow up, and it happens lickety-split. I heard Michelle Obama talking recently about the passing of her mom, and near the end, when her mom wasn't well, she made a comment about it goes fast. And Michelle was like, what do you mean? She's like, life goes fast. And it does, and I said that yesterday from the book of James. I think it's chapter 4 about this life is like a mist. It's like a vapor. Still, one of my memories, my grandpa died when I was 10, and I never met my other grandpa because he died when my dad was 15. Hans Halverson. But Wendell Vollmer, my mom's dad, just this memory of out watering the lawn, he and my grandma, and they just talked about how fast life goes by. And so that's kind of stayed with me. So today is July 11th of 2025, and remembering some other, we had a great purging going on. I don't know what happened yesterday, but there's a bunch of things that were here, especially in the news category, that get vamoosed. I had some audio ready to go today, and it's gone. And our news sounder for both WIB and WOGO, gone, poof, gone. What I usually record the WOGO early news in, gone this morning, so I had to start that. So that's some of my in-house stuff. All right, so much for some sound having to do with Skylab, the abandoned U.S. space station burned up in the atmosphere on this day, July 11th, 1979, showering debris over the Indian Ocean in Australia. Also, this is the day, July 11th, 1989, Laurence Olivier, actor, director, and producer of both stage and the silver screen, died near London. He was 82. All right, we close it out with a devotion from Robert Morgan's On This Day. 365 amazing and inspiring stories about saints, martyrs, and heroes. Today is titled The Homemade Rope. Robert writes, the growth of the Korean church, among the greatest legacies of modern Christianity, came at a cost. The first Catholic missionaries were persecuted in the 1700s, and the first Protestant missionary, Karl Gutzlaff, stayed only a month in 1832. The next, Robert Thomas, same name as the actor from John Boy from the Waltons back in the 70s, arrived in 1876 to become the first Protestant martyr there. Finally, on this day, July 11th, 1886, missionary Horace Underwood secretly administered the first Protestant baptism on Korean soil to Mr. To Sa No. But was Mr. No really the first convert? In his book, What in the World is God Doing?, Dr. Ted Engstrom relates a story told by a veteran Korean Christian. In the early 1880s, three Korean workmen laboring in China heard the gospel and embraced the Lord Jesus. The three soon conspired about getting the message of Christ into their own country, an action forbidden by the government. Since the Korean and Chinese alphabets were similar, they decided to smuggle in a copy of the Chinese Bible. They drew straws to see who would have the privilege of bringing the gospel into Korea. The first man buried the Bible and his belongings and headed toward the border, a journey of many days by footpath. There he was searched, found out, and killed. Word reached the others that their friend was dead. The second man tore pages from his Bible and hid the separate pages throughout his luggage. He, too, made the long trip to the border, only to be searched and his life ended. And finally, the third man grew more determined than ever to succeed. He ingeniously tore his Bible apart page by page, folding each page into a tiny strip. He wove the strips into a rope and wrapped his baggage in his homemade rope. When he came to the border, the guards asked him to unwrap his belongings. Finding nothing amiss, they admitted him. The man arrived home, untied the rope, and ironed out each page. Wow, dedication. He reassembled his Bible and began to preach Christ wherever he went. And when the missionaries of the 1880s fanned into the country, they found the seed already sown and the first fruits appearing. What an amazing story, the homemade rope. From Robert Morgan's On This Day, closing passage from Psalm 119, 89, 90, and 95. Our Lord, you are eternal. Your word will last as long as the heavens. You remain faithful in every generation, and the earth you created will keep standing firm. Brutal enemies are waiting to ambush and destroy me, but I obey your rule. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show for a Friday. And boy, just thinking, you know, today is July 11th. We got the 18th, the 25th, and boom, it'll be August 1st. 3 weeks from now. Yeah, I'll get the WIB Wake Up Show started, and then Caleb and I will be out at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott, getting One Fest started like we've been doing for a lot of years now, since 2019. We've been on the scene there for One Fest. Of course, the pandemic year of 2020, there wasn't one. But doing it again here in 2025, second straight year there. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIB, where we are family. So is there a mispronunciation of a word that bothers you?
Well, I would say fairly often, and maybe sometimes it's take the log out of your own eye. Uh-huh. But there are certain ones on this list we have in front of us that I hear and do cringe just a little bit.
Yeah, this is what the internet said, are mispronunciations that bother people. For instance, et cetera instead of et cetera.
Watch the King and I, et cetera, et cetera. But
yeah.
It's not et cetera, it's uh-huh. et cetera. Mispronunciations that, and I just kind of mispronounced that, but mispronunciations that bother you, the internet said, supposedly. Not a real word.
Instead of supposedly, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can think of a president who even said this, nuclear, instead of nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
But, nuclear. Also, can I add one to the list?
Uh-huh.
When calling in the cavalry, but you say calling in the Calvary.
Okay.
I mean, that's where Christ was crucified, but it's the cavalry,
yeah.
Not the Calvary.
Can I add, like, it's February and library.
Yes. mispronunciations that drive you nuts from the internet. Espresso.
Uh-huh.
Espresso.
Yeah.
There's no
that's true.
There.
Right. How about asterisk? I guess maybe I went with the
you
actual.
You pronounced it correctly.
It's asterisk, yeah. Somebody might say. Okay.
That's asterisk.
Uh-huh.
I have been guilty of this one. I'll raise my hand even though we're on the uh-huh. radio and say I have done this one. Mischievous. Instead of mischievous, saying uh-huh. mischievous, I have done that.
It's kind of fun to do the chi there in the middle, maybe. Some say pitcher, like a baseball pitcher, instead of picture.
Oh, let's take a picture together.
Yeah right.
Mispronunciations that drive you nuts from the internet. And one more, anyways, instead of anyway. Uh-huh. Anyways, I've probably done that too.
Yeah.
We are from the Midwest.
Anyway. There you go.
Anyways, we just had a quick two-week contest called A Day at the Dells. And A Day at the Dells, we did it with so quickly so that you have an opportunity to win these passes for Chula Vista Resort Wisconsin Dells and use them before the summer slides by. So A Day at the Dells contest is courtesy of Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, and Cabin Coffee Altoona. And you have the opportunity to win one of two Chula Vista Resort experiences for six people. So we're going to do two different drawings here. So the first one is, again, for six people, a day at the indoor and outdoor water parks at Chula Vista Resort, plus the family fun of the Barry's Landing ropes course. And the winner of that is Jubal Von Hayden from Stanley. Jubal Von Hayden from Stanley, you win that resort experience at Chula Vista. Again, indoor and outdoor water parks plus the Barry's Landing ropes course, all for six people. Congratulations to Jubal Von Hayden of Stanley. And one more prize to give from A Day at the Dells. And this is 18 holes of golf with cart and those Daredevil Adventures of Chula Vista's thrilling Canyon Pass zipline course. Again, the golf and the zipline for six people. And that is going to Kyle Larson from Coon Valley, Wisconsin, way down there. Congratulations, Kyle. You and five guests are going for 18 holes of golf and the zipline at Chula Vista Resort. Again, a day at the Dells. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Smiles in Motion, Pediatric Dentistry, and Cabin Coffee Altoona. Make sure to support them and thank them for bringing such a fun contest to the air here on WWIB. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Hang on. We got to get that music queued up in just a moment.
That's what we do when you're not here. We wrongly get it in too early.
Just a little too excited for this week's edition of Headlines. It's where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. As always, we respect your time, so we bring it to you in condensed form. It is called Headlines, and here we go.
Yes, Caleb, a study says the U.S. is losing its lead in science and technology.
But I'm sure American kids will rise to the challenge and respond in the American way. They'll create a TikTok about it.
You're guaranteed.
Scientists recently tested sea turtles and found cosmetics in their blood.
Yeah, the scientists became suspicious when they couldn't find even one turtle with wrinkled skin.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
A new study found that a dog's intelligence is nothing special.
It is compared to the people I hang out with. Americans leave behind almost $1 million in change each year at airport security.
Almost $1 million in change and several tons of pocket lint.
Don't need that back.
11,000 Americans turn 50 each day.
I guess it's a good time to be in the Velcro sneaker business.
Uh-huh.
Scientists have discovered a new exoplanet orbiting a sun some 110 million light years away. They named it TWA-7b.
This is what you get when you ask Elon Musk to come up with a name.
Right.
And finally, studies reveal that we eat 1 billion hot dogs in July.
Yeah, a billion hot dogs. That's roughly 8 pounds of real meat.
Oh, boy.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, we are back with our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Good morning again, Ronnie.
Good morning.
So, lots coming up. We mentioned the Summer Smiles event that is coming up this Wednesday, but even before that, this Sunday from 3 to 6 at the Orchard, it's your second ever Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam, and this is a fun event for everyone. A little extra incentive, though, if someone has a birthday in the month of July.
Oh, you bet. We just love having people over, so why not do a birthday jam? So, yeah, if it's your birthday, come on over. You're going to get a free Avenue Works.
So, again, the Avenue Works, it's basically a mashup of an apple cider slushy plus a hot fudge ice cream sundae. So, kind of put those all together.
Put it all together in one delicious cup. And
caramel, hot fudge, whipped cream, your caramel apple jam as well on top of that.
It's delicious.
Yeah, and again, those certainly available for everyone, but if it's your birthday month, you can get one for free. And so we're encouraging folks, because I think some people thought, well, it's just for people who have birthdays in July. No, this is open to everyone. Yep. You've got all sorts of things, open to fun things
you
planned.
You bet, yep. Yep, and the store is open, and everything is open. Feel free to walk the grounds, walk through the orchard, whatever. Just come on over.
Yeah, so again, enjoy a Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6, yard games out there, and maybe I'm burying the lead here, and all-you-can-eat taco bar will be available as well.
I know.
And that's really exciting because, I mean, all-you-can-eat, so buffet style, and $15 for adults. You have discounted prices for kids and teens, so dinner plans taken care of on Sunday.
Exactly, exactly, and they're stirring up a batch of... in the kitchen and going to be ready. So,
well, and this is the thing. You guys don't do anything small. So when it's all you can eat taco bar, I can't wait to see what all you have on that taco bar. I know it's going to be incredible. When the Creation Kitchen whips something up, it's always a standout.
What can I say? Yes. it's almost everything you want on a taco, I guess. If I don't know, because I don't know what you want on a taco, so I might miss an ingredient or two. But they've got it all planned out, and this is our first time putting on this big of an event with, as far as all you can eat tacos. So sure. Don't be afraid to give us some comments.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing too. I mean, you guys learn from each event you have, and you love feedback from the public too about, you know, what worked well, what can you improve on, and so again, leading to this all-you-can-eat taco bar. I mean, everything you want on a taco and all-you-can-eat, just $15, and everybody's invited. But again, man, you've got your tacos, all-you-can-eat tacos. You've got dessert options available for purchase. And like we mentioned, if July is your birthday month, you definitely want to make sure you're at the birthday jam, because you can get the Avenue Works for free.
There you go.
Also, before we let you go, you're going to be at farmers markets all throughout the area. Again, you're usually at Wilson Park and Menominee on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You're all over the place. But tomorrow, the plan is to be at Wilson Park and Menominee and at the Pine Lot Shop in Chautauqua,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Sunday morning, typically you are at Birch Street Festival Foods.
Right. We might not be able to make Sunday, but we're still working out the issues, but we're going to try and be there. If not, definitely come on over to the store and enjoy the fest.
I mean, and at the store, all sorts of things. I mean, fresh baked goods, the cookies are phenomenal. Usually there's breads and other fresh baked goods. Freeze-dried candy, it seems like that's been a bigger and bigger thing for you guys as well.
Yeah, and they even branched out. They're doing freeze-dried fruits, freeze-dried vegetables. So we got raspberries, strawberries, bananas, freeze-dried. You got beans and corn and...
Wow.
And stuff like that. We even have some kiwi that's freeze-dried now. We've got a whole giant list of freeze-dried items.
And, of course, the jams and jellies and apple cider floats and apple cider slushies. I mean, it just goes on and on. And, man, something for everyone at Avenue Orchard at the store and the farmers markets.
You bet.
All right. The Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam this Sunday from 3 to 6. Everyone is invited. Hope you will go out and take advantage of a great opportunity to support a local business, having a great time while doing so.
Well, kind of a scaled down version of Best of the Week due to some technical difficulties, but here it is nonetheless.
So we're going to do two different drawings here. So the first one is, again, for six people, a day at the indoor and outdoor water parks at Chula Vista Resort, plus the family fun of the Barry's Landing Ropes course. And the winner of that is... Jubal Von Hayden from Stanley. Jubal Von Hayden from Stanley, you win that resort experience at Chula Vista. Again, indoor and outdoor water parks, plus the Barry's Landing Ropes course, all for six people. Congratulations to Jubal Von Hayden of Stanley. Who is coming to the Pablo Saturday, October 11th? It is... Jeremy Camp. Coming back to Eau Claire.
Perfect. October 11th, the Pablo Center. Beautiful venue. Fantastic.
And what's cool about this is it's Jeremy and his wife, Adrian. So It's Songs and Stories with Jeremy and Adrian Camp. Nice. It was, I believe she was the lead singer of the Benjamin Gate back in the day, if I'm remembering correctly. And so, having both of them come to the Pablo Center on a Saturday night, October 11th, we have a link up for you at WWIV.com under the events tab. So tickets go on sale to the general public 10 a.m. on Tuesday. However, if you are listening to this or follow us on social media, at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, there's an exclusive presale for WWIB listeners. Use the promo code WWIB and use that link we have up for you under events at WWIB.com. And you can get your tickets before anyone else. And one more prize to give from a day at the Dells. And this is 18 holes of golf with cart and those Daredevil Adventures of Chula Vista's thrilling Canyon Pass zipline course. Again, the golf and the zipline for six people, and that is going to Kyle Larson from Coon Valley, Wisconsin, way down there. Congratulations, Kyle. You and five guests are going for 18 holes of golf and the zip line at Chula Vista Resort. And that is the Best of the Week. As Alba mentioned, a little scaled down version, but hopefully you joined us throughout the week. Catch the podcast at WWIB.com. There's always lots of fun to be had here on WWIB Radio.